Dr. Barrett, it is really an honor to have you join us on this special edition of the Expat Show. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure to speak with you and your listeners.
This whole area that you and Dr. Gerald Epstein are pioneering in, this body-mind imagery science, is quite fascinating. You're also now co-authoring a new paradigm in self-empowerment, which you have coined a power imagery process. Give us an overview. How does this process play a role in enhancing our health and well-being?
The process itself takes the Barrett Power Theory that I've been working on for the past 25 years and uses it in conjunction with the Epstein Mental Imagery Model that Dr. Epstein has been working on, certainly even longer than I have been working on the Power Theory. But we've combined these to create a unique process that's designed to bring personal power to the forefront through expanding a person's awareness, helping them make confident choices, using their initiative to carry through on the intentions and the choices, and involving them in creating the changes they want to make. And this all comes about in two different ways. First, I have developed paper and pencil assessment tool that's actually been used in about 75 research studies. And we use that to help assess the person's power. Then we're able to define the areas of greater strength and lesser strength. That's when the imagery comes in. We have targeted specific imagery exercises to shore up the areas where the person wants to become stronger and needs to become stronger that they may not be in touch with at all. So that's basically how we use the imagery. And we can use it for any situation in life. We can use it for health problems. We both work with a lot of people who do have health challenges of all types, including, you know, severe illnesses, physical illnesses. And, of course, just for general well-being. The theory, I've defined power as the capacity to participate knowingly in change. Now, we're always participating in change.
Some of us go kicking and screaming, right?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, we aren't even aware that every single thing we do is a participation in change. But
sure.
It's not always knowing. And when it is in a knowing way, that's what I've defined as power.
Yes.
And then we say, well, how do you know it? When you see it. Well, there are four inseparable dimensions of power that when they come together, that's our power. And those dimensions are awareness, choices, freedom to act intentionally, and involvement in creating change. Now, power comes in two types. Power is control, which we see all about us in the everyday world, and we know all about that. But then there's another type, power is freedom. Is what I've labeled it. And, of course, that's what we're working on in the power imagery process, to help people develop their power as freedom. And we do that through using this assessment instrument and then targeting the imagery exercises to help them deal with any situation they're dealing with in life by strengthening their power.
This freedom,
yes.
and you emphasize the power of freedom, is that you're really not involved in interfering with someone else or interfering to harm anyone.
Yes, that's one of the distinguishing aspects of power as freedom versus power as control.
Yes.
Because in power as freedom, you are not interfering with anyone else's freedom or creating any harm to any other person.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea is that in power as control, it's always the idea of what's called a zero-sum game. There's only so much power, like in the pie, and the bigger piece you have, the less I have. Whereas in power is freedom, it's unlimited. There's an unlimited source of power as freedom. We're actually born with it, and this whole process of power imagery that we've developed is to help people learn to use their power.
It sounds like this recognition that we are infinite beings, if you will.
Yes, absolutely.
Phenomenal.
And infinite beings with unlimited access to the energy of the universe to help us with whatever it is that we want to be helped with. And another thing that's quite interesting, I think, for your listeners is that they can take any situation in their lives and examine it from the standpoint of power by simply saying, what am I aware of? What choices are open to me now? Am I feeling free to carry through on those choices? And then how do I go about involving myself to create what I want to happen? Many people have difficulty with the freedom to act on their intention.
Yes.
We'll make a choice, perhaps, let's say, we might want to gain weight or lose weight,
yes.
And we you know, choose that we're going to do that. But then what happens? Often, it doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen because we don't really give ourselves that freedom to act on those choices, and then we involve ourselves in creating changes that we don't want to happen, so we don't lose weight or we don't gain weight, whatever our intention is. So carrying through on these choices is a big piece of helping people to use their power.
If I'm not splitting hairs, Dr. Barrett,
mm-hmm.
by this awareness process, are we literally trying to, or are we separating ourselves from either the emotion or the thought? Is that where the empowerment comes from?
I wouldn't call it separating yourself from your emotions, because we are whole beings,
okay.
And we operate as a whole. But if the emotions are getting in the way and you're on a roller coaster or whatever emotion is troubling you, or you're feeling down or depressed, that's where the imagery comes in. That's only one tool that we have that we're using in this process, because there also are techniques of will that we're using to help people deal with those emotions. Because if the emotions are getting in the way, then involvement in creating change involves something to deal with that issue that's getting in the way. But the whole process, you're aware, you've just finished telling me that often you feel the emotions get in the way, and you're aware of that. So that's the first step, because if you're not aware, then you're operating in the dark.
Interesting.
So once you are aware, and then you're choosing not to go on the roller coaster, you'd rather, you know, have things much more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So that right away suggests an imagery exercise, that you could see yourself on the roller coaster and then see the roller coaster slowly stopping and get off of the roller coaster and take some pleasant, balanced type of experience for yourself, whatever that might be.
Yes, actually reading my mind. can I impose on you to share an exercise example, let's say for a health challenge? And I haven't really thought of anything on the top of my head, but along those lines.
I would be happy to do that. In fact, I'm thinking that I would like to do something that would be for general well-being.
Terrific.
So that all people in the audience perhaps could follow along if they choose.
Terrific.
This is for general well-being. And, you know, as I said before, we're whole people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to treat the whole person. So this exercise is called Love, Power, and Wisdom.
I like it already.
If you would like to close your eyes,
okay,
and
yes.
Go along with this, and anyone in the audience who wants to, you can close your eyes or keep your eyes open. It's certainly up to you. And then breathe out a long, slow out-breath, just letting go of everything you no longer need. And breathe in beautiful blue of the sky and the gold of the sun, beautiful blue golden light. And see yourself outside on a beautiful sunshiny day. Look up at that golden light of the sun in the sky. Reach up and take some of these golden light rays into your hands. Put some of this golden light into your solar plexus, just above your navel. That's the center of energy and vitality. Now reach up again. Take more golden light rays and put them into your heart, the center of your emotions. Take some more golden light into your hands and put it between your eyebrows, into your third eye, the mind's eye, the center of your intellect. Now, feel the power in your solar plexus and feel the love in your heart and feel the wisdom in your mind's eye. Now let the golden light fill your entire body. And now let the golden light extend beyond your fingertips and spread to create an aura of golden light around your body. Feel and sense the power, the love, and the wisdom of your body, mind, and spirit. Feel your wholeness and connectedness with the universe. And breathe out and open your eyes.
I like that exercise, Dr. Barrett.
Thank you.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
I hope it was helpful to your listeners, wherever they are.
Yes, well, sure helpful to me.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, you have a newly put up page on your website. It's drelizabethbarrett.com.
Yes.
And I know that's a new one that's just being put up.
Yes, it's in construction right now.
Do you have an email or a phone number?
E as in Elizabeth, A as in Ann, M as in Mary, Barrett, my last name, which is B-A-R-R-E-T-T, at nyc.rr.com.